Con show with Anna DeBlantis live before the Chicago Blackhawks take on the Pittsburgh Penguins, brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park. Make Bedford Park the new home for your business, and sponsored by Geico. Visit them at geico.com or 800-947-AUTO. And Chef Mike is here, who runs the United Center food. And he joins us every time we're out here at the United Center. And he does something very special every time we're out here. And I just want to say something, Mike. You've done something I need to call the authorities about now, because this is particularly bad. I have just taken a pledge for Lent, along with my colleagues at Wendy's Here Live, to take something, you know, to do something, to take something out of my you know, that I love, and take it away from me for the next 40 days, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that the whole point of Lent?
Yes,
right?
Okay. Yes.
So sugar. I said I'm going to take sugar, sweets. Out.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So then Mike shows up here about 10 minutes ago, and he's like, hey, I got a surprise coming for you. And he goes, I hope you guys haven't started your Lent, any diets or anything. And I said, well, you know, we're just taking sugar out. He goes, oh. And then he said a word I can't say. And the next thing I know, you pull up here with the dessert cart from the United Center, which this is the dessert cart that works the sweets level.
Correct.
Sweets levels here. And how many are there of these things?
On a hockey game, we'll put out 20. The new version that you have in front of you here, we have 16 of those that go out on the lower level and club level.
Uh-huh. And then, about this dessert cart, how many items are on this dessert cart?
It's huge.
I don't know the exact amount, but it's everything from a warm cookie to a sundae with edible cookie dough to four or five different cakes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, some of the Chicago staples. You know, Garrett's popcorn, Eli's cheesecake, the Affy Tapple.
Right.
You know, we have those.
Got brownies.
Turtles. There's everything. I mean, you walk up to that, you will find something you like.
Yeah.
Quite a few things, actually.
Yeah.
It's like a table full of deliciousness everywhere you look.
And it is funny, and the times I've been honored enough to have been in the suites here, when that thing shows up at the door of the suite, it's like...
People get crazy.
It's like the running of the bulls. It is like people are rushing out. It's like there's been a, you know, it's like the place is on fire, and they're in line, and everybody has their favorite thing that, you know, that they want to order.
You turn into a child again. So you order some of the things you love, because you have, like, childhood favorites there, like the Eli's cheesecake. You got the ice cream. You can put the little sprinkles on it, or the cookie dough. This is a new trend, I'm told, Chef, that they serve the raw cookie dough.
This is actually edible cookie dough.
It's edible cookie dough.
Yes.
So it's different than raw, but it isn't a full cookie. It's like the batter.
We sell it a la carte, just like you have it now, or you can top your sundae with it.
Oh, God.
And that's probably the biggest hit of all is people topping it on their sundae.
I'm just speechless.
Kevin has said nothing.
It's
He's just looking
at it. It's like a glowing dessert cart that's phenomenal.
I ask a question. Now, you say you told me something that was very interesting. You said that this was the whole idea of the dessert cart was invented by interns for the White Sox, right?
Yeah, it was like White Sox was one of Levy's first S&E accounts in the suites. And this was all an idea of some interns that said, how cool would it be if we went suite to suite with desserts? And it started out as like a little cart, and it's grown into what you see here today. And you're right, in suites, you know, we know that we do great food, but the most popular thing is the dessert cart.
I know. It's like, and you'll have people go, hey, the dessert cart get here yet? People go to the bathroom and come back. I'm like, it wasn't here yet, was it?
Or if you miss it, you're
did
like,
I miss
oh,
it?
Oh, no. And it's like you're here to watch the game.
You want to call ahead and go, what time's it coming? So, all right. So I got a question here. I know these were, you know, genius interns, no question about it, decades ago who did this. But what about having a concession that's just this here? What about a dessert concession here?
Well, we have a dessert stand on the club level, 212, where we do some Chicago desserts, big fat cookies, Amy's candies, soft serve ice cream, dipped ice cream. On the landings up to the club level, we have a variation of this cart, not with the cakes, but with grab-and-go M&Ms, Swedish fish, little already cordials in chocolate already. Mm-hmm. They can buy the canister. So there is a version of this on the club levels when you get off the elevator, the escalators. They're right there.
I'm talking about right down here.
Oh.
I'm going to take out one of these things over here. I don't know which one I'm going to take out yet.
Like a pretzel or popcorn area
and put this in there. I just think
this would
kill here. Especially, you know, night games, right?
Yeah, it's second period break. halftime of Bulls games, 212, that dessert stand is is the busiest
rocking,
stand. Yeah, it's rocking.
And it evolves over time. I would imagine people are offering advice about what they want to see on the dessert card or their favorites. Does that happen?
Yeah, and it's, you know, a little while back we had a fluffy Nutter Pie, and that was actually the idea of Andy Lansing's daughter, because she remembered how much she loved fluffy Nutter and peanut butter. Mm. And a company that proprietary that does the cake, Sweet Streets, developed the fluffy Nutter pie.
Fluffy Nutter was my rap name back was in the 1980s.
What about a tiramisu?
You came up with the only thing that's not on the card.
Yeah, that's not on the card. Yeah. That could be something down the line, yeah.
Screeching I love home. Tiramisu. Violetta.
Was that our... That was our millennial with the
dessert. That's our millennial.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my go-to dessert. But I also like the sundae on the dessert cart.
Well, they do have those like multicolored sprinkles you can put on your ice cream, and then you could probably get a brownie too, right? And put it on the, all of that on the brownie.
Yeah,
if you wanted.
You can top any of the desserts with any of the toppings. There's a rock slide brownie which has chunks of brownie and caramel on top of it. There's a salted pretzel bar with chocolate and pretzels and nuts.
Oh, my God.
And there's even a Rice Krispie treat if you just want to go old school and go back in the day and have one of those.
Can't go wrong with that.
I
did just right.
Take a bite of the Eli's Cheesecake, so now I have to pay $5 to my sweets jar at Windy City Live. All the money that we're raising, and the money I'm raising is going to go to Catholic Charities over Lent.
Well,
but
it's
going to the right thing, so I might as well just, you know, keep eating. I should just put my head in the rainbow cake is what I should do, and then, you know, eat my way through it, and then you know, pay $100 right there, and it all goes to the right place.
So it's a one-time fee you pay, or everything?
At the end, we're gonna kind of add up all the times that we've done something that we shouldn't have done.
So I go all out for the rainbow cake for $5 today, just eat the whole thing.
Totally worth it.
Well, I think it's
you mean,
like,
no matter how much you eat, you just get $5.
I don't think this rainbow cake is the size of my head, but and chef's head together, and so I think that would have to be at least $25-$30 right there. I don't think that's how that works.
Could be worth it. Yeah. Could be worth it. Most popular on the dessert card. What is it, chef?
Well, I would love to say it's the desserts, but the number one seller is the Bailey's Cordial Cup. The chocolate cup with the Bailey's.
Oh,
wait. But the carrot cake's probably the best-selling cake.
Yes.
That is good.
Oh, I know that for sure. Because you see that going, it's like, oh, yeah, get the carrot cake, get the carrot cake, get the carrot cake. And these cakes are made by, there's a bunch of different bakeries and sweet shops that do with these things. Right?
Yeah, and the carrot cake is actually Edie Levy's old carrot cake recipe that Sweet Streets does for us. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's history with that carrot cake.
Very special.
That will always be there. Yeah, that one's very special.
Right, from the original Mrs. Levy's restaurant at the Willis Tower or whatever they call that thing.
Well, it's Witter Tower, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Sears.
Yeah.
Some people, we just call it the Sears.
So this is, this is quite a surprise, Chef. Thank you very much for ruining my day.
You're welcome.
So we could take this home as a souvenir today, correct? The
whole
card. We'll load it in the taro in the back.
It would fit in the taro.
Pushing it down Madison with the wheel
going.
Let's
see if you get out security with it. I'd be curious to see what happens.
No, Chef Mike says fine. No, don't worry about it.
No, I'd call Chef.
Yeah, I got it. No, call him. Yeah. Oh, can't get him? Just keep calling him.
We also have some other special treats here that you brought along that are not quite as... sugary, maybe, I should say? Or are they?
The berry one is a little sweet. So we brought a couple drinks. These are actually drinks that we actually make here for the Chicago Bulls in-house. And, you know, smoothies, are they good? Are they not good? You know, smoothie is a kind of way of getting some healthy ingredients into someone that maybe doesn't like healthy things.
Right.
So the berry one you're drinking now is just a combination of blueberries. It actually has a little watermelon in there as well. So they kind of work together really good.
That's delicious.
That is delicious.
There's something else in here, too. Is there a secret in here that I don't know about?
No.
Oh, blueberries and watermelon? That's
blueberries, watermelon. There's a little raspberry in there as well.
Oh, that is super great.
So and now this green drink is our concoction. So there's kale, cucumber, green grapes in there. So.
Okay, is this the same green drink that the Hawks?
No, this one's a little different.
Oh. Yeah. Well, the Hawks, they do Canadian kale. It's different.
It's a very special kale that only grows one
place. It's got oil sands in it. That's how you know.
Mm. This one's fantastic, too, and that one's healthy.
Yes.
This is all good for you, this stuff.
And the orange one
is good for us.
Try the orange.
And now, what
see
is
if
in
you can
orange?
Tell what's in there. Well, all drink right. it first. There's right, an on. Ingredient which...
Okay, I'm going to be like those food police that figure out food detective. All right, hold on a second here. Stand by. All right.
What do you think?
Okay, I got this. Oh, a carrot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a, yes.
That's a good one. Yeah,
is it tangerine as opposed to orange? Or is it?
It's oranges.
It's oranges. Yeah. Okay.
There's another one.
Carrot, orange.
Cucumber.
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
That's it. Okay.
Oh, and you know what? Now, if I had like one of those juicer deals at my house, and I did this, I would never be able to make it the way that these guys do.
No,
they got it all figured out.
Trial and error. We just started putting things together and recommendations from the Bulls nutritionist, and started measuring things out, and then tasting it and tweaking it and getting it to work. Because with this, you want them to be taste good so that people do drink it.
So orange, carrot, and sweet potato in that one.
Yeah,
and then the green one has got kale. Cucumber.
Grapes.
Green grapes.
Yeah. Anything else that you can tell us?
No, they're the base of it, yeah.
But it's not the super secret green drink that the players get because you couldn't tell us what's in that.
It is not, but you had Rocky on last time. You didn't get permission to get the...
I thought we did. Didn't we get permission?
Yeah, we did. We also, by the way, Rocky also said, take one of these dessert cards with you when you leave.
It's yours.
If he says so, you're good.
Yeah. No, he said that. Don't worry about it. All right. Well, we got to send Kevin and Violetta to your kitchen, actually. We should do that in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Stock up for us, though.
Be careful.
And how this whole operation works, because this is the behind the scenes of what happens in the bowels of this building to get everything going, whether it's the food service or the ice cold or the where they store the basketball court itself and the seats. I mean, it's just this thing goes halfway to China. Right now, if you go deep down into this thing, you're near the core of the center of the earth, I believe. So,
China or China?
China. Okay. All right. Chef, thank you very much. This is
you're
an amazing
welcome.
Thing.
Oh, thank you.
You've done some great things for us over the years, Chef. But it almost brings a tear to my eye.
It really does. So sweet in every way and sense of the word.
Glorious.
You're welcome.
I'm very happy to contribute money to Catholic Charities just to even stare at this thing, let alone eat from it. All right. Chef, thank you very much. And if you're going to come here tonight, check out any of the buy the food, because the food is among the best in the world at for sports and entertainment.